It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Well, well, well. Look who managed not to eat themselves to death on Thanksgiving. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about me. You seem like a pretty responsible person. Myself, I am a walking, talking cry for help at all hours of the day, but Thanksgiving being chief amongst them, because it is a big day of eating, and it was a huge day of eating in the Failure House. We're not proud. We lost a lot of good men out there. But today is the day we give out the Fox Across America game ball, and I don't know if you fought with your family over politics on Thanksgiving. I did not. But I do recognize that some people out there need a little bit of escapism. So this week, I am giving the game ball to someone who genuinely has helped me escape by watching her new series on Fox Nation. I am talking about Abby Hornacek, who is the host of Parked on Fox Nation, who has a special Yellowstone 150 special on Fox Nation, which, oh, by the way, is streaming alongside a Yellowstone 150 special that was shot by the great Kevin Costner. So it's a good time to be on Fox Nation, and it's a great time to listen to a little bit of Abby Hornacek, because we talked a lot in this interview about a lot of things. Me getting plastered at the Patriot Awards and meeting her dad, NBA coach Jeff Hornacek. Her and her family and their Thanksgiving habits and how they consume food and drink and play football. The one thing we did not talk about, politics. It's Thanksgiving. You need a little escape. So escape to Yellowstone National Park with my homegirl, Abby Hornacek, this week's Game Bowl recipient. Because the last time I saw this next guest, I was seeing double of her because I was soused at the Patriot Awards. And it was like, you're not supposed to be drunk in front of the kids. I was kind of drunk in front of the kids. Abby Hornacek is here to forgive me. Abby!
You know, Jimmy, I had no idea. You played it off beautifully. Well, but, you know, we also saw each other and talked about how inflation is making people cut alcohol out of their Thanksgiving meals. And I'm like, I'm coming to the Fela household because I know there'll be booze.
Oh, Abby, the things going on at the Fela house. You don't even want, you know, I can't even say most of it on the air. No, it's great to hear your voice again. And to be clear, I actually at the Patriot Awards didn't really get to drink much because it was busy. It was so busy that everybody was just chatting, you know, it was chatting. Like, we saw each other at the after party. I think it's the only time we got to talk in, like, 72 hours.
I know. It was a bummer, but you did great opening up. Unfortunately, did that play for other people, or was it just people in
They're going to make an additional special out of that. That's going to wind up streaming independently on Fox Nation. So there's a lot going on, but I do believe, Ab. Okay, I'm not the only one with things going on Fox Nation. Can we just have a little Abby Hornacek time for a second here? We got things to get to. There's sports and Thanksgiving and everything in between. But we're basically, Yellowstone's turning 150 years old, so it's the same age as Joe Biden. Very exciting. We've got Kevin Costner doing his big Yellowstone 150. We've also got Parked Season 6. We've got Parked Yellowstone. We've got a lot going on. What at Yellowstone yourself, Abby, can you take me inside the Abby Hornacek version of Yellowstone? Because it's exciting stuff.
Yeah, thanks, Jimmy. I mean, it honestly, so we with Parked went in season, I believe it was 1 or 2, but we got to go back this year to celebrate its 150th birthday. So we did our own Parked special at Yellowstone, went deeper into some of the stories. I mean, it has about half the world's hydrothermal features, but it has just as many tales to go along with it. Mm-hmm. So we went back there, we discovered more of the beauty and the history, and really just had a lot of fun. We started in Cheyenne, Wyoming for Frontier Days, which is, talk about drinking. I mean, that's the largest outdoor rodeo and celebration in the world, so you can imagine what was going down there. So we started there, we went fly fishing in Casper, Wyoming. Someone taught me how to fly fish because I didn't know how. And then we ultimately ended up at the national park. So it was a really good time.
That's a good hang, Abby. I'm telling you.
It is a great hang. It would have been better, though, if you would have come along.
Oh, Abby.
You said no to my invite.
Listen, there is some other you and me time coming up that I'm not even allowed to disclose yet on a broadcast level. But I know it does revolve around New Year's Eve. So we'll just leave the kids with that little cliffhanger till the old press release comes out after the holiday. But Abby
Hornacek.
That
was the best tease I've ever heard in my life.
Wasn't it, though? Abby Hornacek is on the line. She brings out the best in your radio, buddy. Her stuff, Parked, Season 6, now streaming on Fox Nation. Parked, Yellowstone. And, of course, there's some Kevin Costner fella doing something there as well. I've never heard of him, but I hear he's good.
he's pretty good. He also, you know, Yellowstone 150, he actually goes and walks in the shoes of people in the Hayden expedition back in 1871.
Wow.
When they discovered the land that would eventually become Yellowstone. And he's such a great storyteller. So
yeah,
that's something awesome. Cool you can check out also.
Can I tell you, this is a weird thing. So in my experience, okay, I have only been in the presence of things like what you're describing, whether we're talking about Yellowstone or, you know, outer reaches of Colorado or, you know, things in Utah. Only in like the last 5 years of my life. I would say 2017 or was my first trip to Colorado, and like specifically Western Colorado. So, you know, Glenwood Springs and out past Grand Junction and the National Monument and all that stuff. And it's so magical, but I just want to say this. There is no camera phone that does mountains justice. Have you noticed, Abby, like you go there, it's like the most profound moving experience. You're like, look at the size of these mountains. It's so humbling. It's the majesty of it all. But every cell phone picture just makes them look like a hill. Does it not?
It does. You hit the nail on the head. I look back at all my photos and I'm so upset. I'm like, I wish that this photo could just come to life. I actually am sitting right now in Arizona. I'm home with my parents, and there's this beautiful mountain called Piestewa Peak, and it is just so massive, and I'm looking at it as I'm talking to you, and I'm like, if I took a picture and sent this to Jimmy, he'd be like, what is this? What is this bunny hill?
Exactly. That's what I said. I said a bunny hill. It does. It looks like a third-string sleigh-riding hill, and that happened to me in Colorado. So, like, we went, and we were literally, these mountains were 14,000 feet tall. And you take a picture, and it's exactly what you just described. It drives me nuts. But you know what? That might be a good reason to watch it on TV, by the way, to work in a little plug there, is you actually get, you know, the depth of how big this stuff is. Because I've seen I've seen a lot of the park stuff, and it really is incredible. Like, obviously, we fast forward through your parts, but we get to the stuff. I'm kidding.
That's honestly the smart thing to do.
Oh, Abby.
You know, we started using this thing called a 360 camera, and it's so cool, Jimmy. It's kind of a sphere, so when you film with it, it comes out of the sphere, and you can pick what part of it you want. So that's helped us kind of elevate shooting parts, because, like you said, I mean, it does look pretty two-dimensional, but with this new camera, it looks close to what it is in person, although you'll never reach that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Eliteness.
It's a weird, you're always chasing that first high of seeing it in person. It's so true. Abby Hornacek is on the line, the belle of the ball. Parked Season 6 streaming on Fox Nation. The Parked Yellowstone edition is there, as well as Yellowstone 150 starring Kevin Costner. Just throw me one more thing, Abby, while I got you on the phone. Okay. In the Hornacek house, where I have met your father and your mother, just such lovely people. But everybody is in shape. So I have to ask this question, as an in shape family with a background in professional sports, do you get after it a little bit tomorrow, or are you guys all splitting a cashew like Tom Brady and Giselle used to do?
We're splitting a cashew. No, we sometimes we play flag football on Thanksgiving back when the more extended family were living here. But now tomorrow we're gonna cook, we're gonna eat, we're gonna drink, and then we're gonna eat again, and then we might see a movie.
That's our gal.
No activity tomorrow.
No, that's our gal. That's what I want to know. Bottom out.
Maybe running back and forth from the kitchen to get more food. That's about the only exercise.
Thank you. No, Abby, that's the spirit. I mean, I mean it, because, you know, that's all I do. Like, Fox basically pays me in Twinkies. And these are good Twinkies. Don't judge. Okay.
I would love to get in on some of that.
Play your cards right. Abby, everybody's really excited to watch this stuff. Happy Thanksgiving. I should also let the viewers know, and the listeners, that you and I will be gracing the TV tomorrow on Neil Cavuto's Thanksgiving special, which is, of course, hosted by Charles Payne.
That's right. And I hear you have a pretty awesome shirt on. I couldn't see it because I was looking at a black screen, but I'm excited to watch it.
I've heard a lot of words used to describe that shirt. Awesome is not one of them. I will send you the $20 later, girlfriend. Happy Thanksgiving to your family.
Fantastic. There's... Happy Thanksgiving, Jimmy. Thanks for having me.
You too, Ab. All right, that's going to do it for the Fox Across America Game Ball Ceremony. If you're front of a TV Saturday night, you will see me with Dan Bongino on his TV show. If you're not, well, we're back Monday morning on America's Newsroom with Hemmer and Perino, assuming I can scrub off this fate tattoo by then. It was a wild one, but happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.